Om Shanti. This is the series Power of Thought. So in that series, today's episode number 37. This is the Avyakta Murli of 25th March 1995. Baba says, so the account of wastage keeps on increasing. The account of sin is separate. This is the account of wasting treasures. You are able to see and realize sin very clearly. I did this today, and this is why my happiness disappeared. However, there isn't so much checking of the account of wastage. So Baba is talking about two accounts. One is the account of sin. Another is the account of wastage. And you think, today has passed by and I have not made any such mistake. But did you check whether you accumulated or whether you wasted the elevated treasure of thoughts? If you do not accumulate, then in which account would that be? In the account of wastage. Internally you think that you are doing a great deal, but check your account. What treasure did you accumulate today? Do you know how to check this? Have you become checkers? Have you become the checkers of the self or of others? You check yourself internally, but the checking of others is easier because it is done externally. So, Bab Dada was seeing that the treasure, the special treasure of elevated thoughts is wasted a great deal. You are not even aware whether it has been wasted or used powerfully. So Baba is today talking about account of wastage. There are two types of account. One is the account of sin and another is the account of sin. Though you say that you have not committed any sin, you have not hurt anybody, you have not spoken any ill words, you have not done anything which is against Srimat in the gross form, you have not done any sinful act, any sinful action. But this is different. Today, Baba is talking about account of waste. How much I have wasted my thoughts. The greatest of all the treasures, the first of all the treasures in this Brahmin life is treasure of elevated thoughts. Did I have elevated thoughts? Or was I just having ordinary thoughts, wasteful thoughts? Last Sunday's Murli. If you remember, Baba had said about renunciation of three types of actions. First, wasteful. Second, ordinary. Third, sinful. In that same Murli, Baba also talked about renunciation of three types of thoughts. Ordinary thoughts, wasteful thoughts, and sinful thoughts. So first of all, if you want to stop this leakage of the waste, you need to find out where my thoughts are getting wasted. What is the nature of this waste thoughts and why these waste thoughts are arising? What is the source? What is that point of inception from where they are arising? That I need to find out. So the, now the question is, what are the causes of waste thoughts? Unless and until we know the causes, we won't be able to get rid of those thoughts. Because there must be some sources, some triggers, something, some flip, which is there, which is responsible for arising of these waste thoughts. So what are they? First, past memories. Yes, very good. We have yet not rid our mind of those past memories. We are still lingering. We are still thinking and overthinking about those memories. Those things are dead, those things are gone, those things are no more existing. But we are still living in the past. The future, the present is slipping out of our finger. And we are still in that past. Not only in that past, we are narrating it. We are describing it. We are sitting together and bringing back those memories. Going down the memory lane again and again. Bringing those thoughts, bringing those hurts. Bringing those traumatic memories. Somebody has insulted us. Somebody has not behaved nicely with me. But I am still carrying that impression. I am still carrying that feeling of grudge. That feeling of hatred for that person. That feeling of jealousy. So somewhere within me, somewhere in my heart of hearts, I am carrying, I am nurturing I have kept it as a treasure. That memory, that past event, that past traumatic experience. And I am sharing with it. I am talking about it. I am describing it. I am magnifying it. I am embellishing it, decorating it. Past events. And that is responsible for waste thoughts now. One. Second. Anxiety about future. We are so much anxious about future. What is going to happen? Who will take care of me? What is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to my center? What is going to happen to my family? What is going to happen to my children? If I fall ill, if I am taken ill, what will happen? Who will take care of me? If I become old, who will take care of me? Are we forgetting that He alone is responsible for everyone? Am I forgetting that? Why I am counting on these human beings? Are they really going to help me? When the God with His 1,000 arms is standing on one side and I am rushing towards human beings with 2 arms. Is that spiritual intelligence? No. So second is this. Third, Arvind Bhai? Yeah? We are watching others. We are seeing others. We are watching this. Describing their actions, scrutinizing their actions, judging them. Who are we to judge? Bible says, judge not and ye shall not be judged. You have no right to judge others. Leave them. God will judge them. Their in charge will judge them. It's not my duty. It is not embounden on me to judge them. I am not anybody's judge. I have to judge myself and none else. Nobody else of this earth. So, seeing others, parachintan, then, Shambhai, causes of waste thoughts. That is done in first time, first remembering. Because of fears. Just now we were describing fears and phobias. So, imaginary fears, unnatural fears, everything existing in the imagination. They are not there, but we feel they are there. Yesterday one patient had come to us in OPD and he was describing that he has so much fear, so many fears. He goes in the his flight and he feels that if I go in bathroom, if I go in the washroom and if that door doesn't open and I'm locked inside, then I'm alone at home. And if I want, because nobody stays with him except his servant and he needs water. Or if he needs something, or if he falls down and nobody comes, and if he falls in the bathroom and the door is locked, who will take care of him? How he will shout if he goes in a bus and the bus drops him to some unknown place and there's nobody to bring him back? He has so many fears, so many anxiety about so many things, and those are all imaginary things, and it is not that he doesn't know them. He is a very educated, very intellectual person, very senior person, not only in age but also in gyan, but carrying an array of fears, a battery of fears in the mind and which are baffling him, and he is confused and confounded all the time. So fears are the cause of waste thoughts. Loneliness, fear of loneliness, or loneliness itself causes fear. There are 2 words. One is loneliness, second is solitude. One is spiritual. Solitude is ekant. But loneliness is akelapan. That is a disease. There are a lot of difference between 2 words. Ekant is spiritual. Solitude is, you prefer solitude. You want to remain in solitude. You want to stay in that stage of silence. You want to enjoy that music of mon, that music, that rhythm, that harmony of silence. That is solitude. While loneliness is depressive mind, is depressed mind. Loneliness is a state of aloofness. I am alone. Nobody is with me. Frustration. Melancholia. That is the state of loneliness. So there is a lot of difference between 2. And what are the causes of waste thoughts? habit, the habit of being in waste, so that itself has become a habit because you have been in thinking it for a long time, so it has become habit. Next. Absence of elevated thought, just as absence of light is darkness. In the similar manner, when elevated thoughts are not there, exalted thoughts are not there, when those lofty thoughts are not there, whatever thoughts are there, of course they are going to be very ordinary, very much wasteful, driving and draining your energy. And one more thing, when you don't have an elevated aim in life, that time you are surmounted by those waste thoughts. You are surrounded by those waste thoughts. You are defeated by those waste thoughts. Then time management, you have no, it's not there in your life. You just begin your day without any planning, without any aim, without any target, without any objective. That time, you're just wasting everything. And when your time is wasted, then you again think, you again repent. So again, that is a further wastage. So wastage after wastage, wastage after wastage, wastage after wastage. First of all, you have to realize this wasting, is this wastefulness in its full dimensions. Awareness is less. For example, right now, what is my awareness of cancer throat? Very less. Okay? If suppose there is a lecture on, some oncologist has come and is giving lecture to the public on cancer of throat, I am so less interested to go. But suppose I have hoarseness of voice and I go to doctor and he says it looks like cancer. All of a sudden I have become aware. Now I want to gather all the information about cancer of throat. Now suddenly my awareness has increased. Till now I was least interested in knowing about it. There are TV channels and giving some information. I am not interested in those. But now suddenly I have become interested because now I am involved. In the similar manner, when you feel that you are intense Purusharthi, when you feel now this is the time and Baba has selected me and I have to utilize each and every moment of my life, when that awareness is rising, when that awareness comes, awareness about effort, awareness about time of confluence age, awareness about this knowledge, this Gyan, awareness about Murli, awareness about everything associated with this knowledge, when that awareness comes, suddenly you give up your old ways. Then you realize, what I am doing, I am wasting my time, my energy, my everything. And it's not going to come back. So that awareness, that heightened sense of awareness. Yesterday I was talking about silence and heightened sensitivity. When you are silent, your sensitivity increases. So this awareness is necessary. So we have to check wasteful thoughts, wasteful actions, wasteful words. Whatever waste is there, where I am wasting my time in my life? Am I wasting my time in gossips? Am I wasting my time in discussion about weather? Am I wasting my time in discussion about what is happening in different centers? Am I wasting my time in what is the food? What food is prepared today? And so much obsession with that food. Am I wasting my time in thinking about where I have to go and move around? Where I have to do picnic? If I am continuously thinking about these things, if I am continuously thinking what will happen to my children, if I am surrounded by all of these things, if my mind is enveloped with these thoughts, probably I am in the ocean of waste. First of all, I need to come out of this gutter of waste. I have fallen in this ditch. Come out of it. And who will bring? I myself. I have to raise that awareness. I have to bring that awareness, that sense of responsibility. Who am I? What I am doing? What is this time? What God is saying? What is Srimad? It's not that I do not know Srimad, but I have forgotten Srimad. I am in the state of oblivion, a state of forgetfulness. That is the sleep I am sleeping in. Let me arise. Let me awake from this slumber of this slumber of oblivion, forgetfulness, of less awareness. Let us become more aware. Let us come to more light. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere, we do not progress from darkness to light, but we progress from lesser light to higher light. It's not that we are not in light. Definitely we are in light. Definitely we know. But definitely there is a knowledge which is higher than what we have. Definitely there is a light which is even higher than what light we are in at present. So let us march towards that higher light, that higher consciousness, that higher awareness. And in that stage of heightened awareness, all this waste disappears. Waste is there because life is just going on, meandering like a river. No aim, no goal, no spiritual ambition. You have to get rid of those worldly ambitions, but you should have very high spiritual ambitions. That I have to reach a stage where I remain unaffected. Stita Pragya Yogi, who is unaffected by praise, who is unaffected by calumny, blame, who is unaffected by the changes of weather, who is unaffected by wealth, poverty, all the external things, all the external influences. I have to reach a stage where I am so stable, immovable, inflinchable, unshakable. Nothing can stop me, nothing can bring me down. Have I reached that stage? If not, then I am in waste. So bring back this awareness. So today's homework is, what are the 5 causes of waste in my life? Everybody should churn on this. What are the 5 causes of waste? Is it some conversation? Is it some debate with somebody? Is it somebody's company? Is it some memory of the past? Is it some worry of the future? Is it some sanskar which is so deep rooted within me? The sanskar of inferiority complex, the sanskar of superiority complex, the sanskar of self-victimization. What is it? The sanskar of insisting something or insisting on something. What is that sanskar? What is that subtle sanskar which is there in the depth of my being? I have to enter that abysmal depth. To realize that sanskar, to understand that sanskar, to see that sanskar face to face, to come in face to face, to confront that fear which is damaging and sabotaging my life. To understand that fear. To understand that sanskar. Complete understanding is complete freedom. Understand it, know it, and you get rid of it. Rather than simply fighting and battling for the whole life, understand it, know it, churn it, think on it, cogitate on it, contemplate on it, go in solitude, go in silence, become introvert. And in that stage of introversion, in that moment of silence, you will find you have got emancipated, you have got freed from that fear, from that sanskar, from that waste, from that source, from that Gangotri of waste. So know the source and destroy the source. The way to get rid of waste is know the source of waste, from where that waste is arising. Know it and destroy it forever. Om Shanti.